Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party Transformers! On this episode of Transmissions, Hasbro has some competition with Zeta Toys' own Unicron figure. Perfect Effect shows us colored images of their god Genrai, and we go over a knee fix for Masterpiece Optimus Prime version 3. Today is Wednesday, September 11th, 2019, and this is episode 346 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that can't believe that nobody's complained about the battle damage we're covered in. I'm your host, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko, and I'm joined by the rest of the Transmissions A-Team, Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hi. I'm one of the best ones.
Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
Everything's coming up, Milhouse. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. And we're going to start the show on a bit of a sad note. This just kind of came across social media and everything today as we're recording this. Two voice actors from the Robots in Disguise 2001 series have passed away in the last few weeks. Michael Lindsay and Robert Axelrod. Michael Lindsay was the voice of Rollbar and Skid Z in the show, and he'd also done other shows like Digimon Adventure, Naruto, and other voices, and he was 56. And then Robert Axelrod also passed away just in the last day or so. He played Muvor in the Robots in Disguise series, but he's probably better known as playing Lord Zedd in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You know, that was obviously a major role. And it's just, you know, sad to see both of these guys die. Robert Axelrod was 70 years old and apparently died as a result of cancer. I'm not sure if we know what the cause for Michael Lindsay was, but sad to hear for both of them. So, you know, our respects to their family and their co-workers in the industry. With that, let's move on to something happier. We're 6 years old in this podcast, and we are celebrating by giving people some stuff. We have a sixth anniversary contest, and there is a form at transmissionspodcast.com/6 years. That's the number 6 years. And just fill out that form, and you're entered to win. Nothing else. Nothing else to do, and all we're really asking on the forum is, what's one of your favorite moments from the 6 years of Transmissions? Just let us know. October 27th is when we're going to be drawing the winners. Everything has to be in by then. The grand prize is going to be receiving Respect the Prime Decepticon Purple Vinyl LP. This is an awesome version of Respect the Prime. And also, the Constructed Cold EP. This is donated by Distortion Productions, a Jim Simonic friend of the show. And then also, the winner will get to choose one of our t-shirts from our store, and we will send it to them. And then runner-up winners, we'll be getting just the Constructed Cold EP CD. Yeah, that's some great stuff. And, you know, we want to hear what your favorite moments are from our show. And if you do know, like, what episode or what about when in the show it was, that would be great. I would love to play some of those moments on the show and, you know, kind of make us look silly.
We don't look silly.
Make Charles and Yoshi look silly.
They look silly, yeah. Yeah.
All right, with that, let's move on to some toy news.
All right, and we are going to continue with what we've been doing for the last little while, and that's HasLab Unicron Watch. And we are in the second Sunday of September, and the crowdfund, which was supposed to end at the end of August, is continuing to go. We still have 28 days, 2 hours, 21 minutes left in it as of right now. Of our 8,000 backers that we're looking to get, War for Cybertron Unicron has 5,656 backers. We are still short. So if it were to have ended this Sunday, we would not have a War for Cybertron Unicron.
It seemed like that last week before it should have ended, there was a pickup like we had speculated.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized that they weren't going to get it. And now it's kind of tapered off again. So I'm expecting...
Oh, it's slow to a crawl, yeah.
I'm expecting another spike as we get close to the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so things have slowed on the old HasLab Unicron. But we've got some other Unicron news because that may have slowed down. But what hasn't slowed down, what's actually picked right the hell up, is news on the other Unicron. This is Zeta Toys ZV02. Yeah, I say Z. Star, or it's a Core Star. I keep wanting to say Star Core, but it's Core Star. And it's their Unicron. So throughout this week, they have released a bevy of high-res pictures just for us to kind of gander at. Not a lot of new information. They kind of confirmed where the LEDs were going to be. They're in the head. It's the eyes. So
makes sense.
It's not anywhere crazy. We're not getting any kind of, you know, engineering marvel that we've never seen before. It's just in the eyes. So we saw some really cool pictures with them showing like comparative figures standing next to the figure to their Unicron, holding him, you know, kind of thing. You know, if you want to know exactly kind of what this thing's going to look like with some of your favorite figures, there's a lot of galleries online right now. We've linked a couple where you can take a look. There's a really good shot of a lot of the die cast in the figure. So a lot of the really heavy joints, the ones that are going to bear the most weight, they're die cast. So no real worry about those breaking. And if they do...
Well, unless the die cast rips through the plastic.
Right. So that could be, but this thing looks really durable. So they've got a couple pictures where he's doing like the one-legged kick and he's fully holding himself up on that. And that's an impressive stance for this figure, especially at, 19 inches tall? So it's pretty heavy. Yeah, it's an impressive stance to be able to pull off. And, I think it looks pretty cool at this stage. They do not have any colors for it yet. They did have somebody, there was some fan that colored, like, did a digibash on it throughout the week. They used that in one thing that I'm going to talk about next, which they released, I think it was yesterday, Saturday, they released a transformation video. And this was really cool for me to watch. It's almost 20 minutes long. So it starts off with going through a whole bunch of the pictures that they've already showed off. A lot of the comparison stuff. They showed it, its weight. And it's, the video is kind of, it's like it's narrated through just little text blurbs. But it does show all the articulation that the figure has. It shows some cool little spots where you could store little minifigures in the Unicron, which I didn't think they were going to do, but hey, there you go. There are some cool little like storage spots. One thing that I thought was really neat is there's this fold down platform on his arm where they've sculpted in those little like pincher tendrils that are in the movie. Not that you're going to act out that scene, but it's neat that they've paid that much attention to the design to put those on the figure somewhere. The transformation of the figure it's a nonstop video. It does go from planet to robot, and it does take around 12 to 14 minutes or so.
I will say in this video, I have it playing right now. When it gets to the actual figure name, it says Unicorn.
Does it?
Yeah. Let's see. About 45 seconds in, where it has the ZV02 Core Star.
Oh, it does too. Unicorn.
Unicorn to
sample. That's funny. There's a couple spots in this video where I'm just cringing because I know it's a test, like a prototype, but they are just reefing on this thing, working on trying to get the legs to pop open from the, like the legs kind of fold up towards the head. They kind of fold around the waist and fold up around the head. And the guy doing the transformation is just reefing on those legs to try and pull them apart. And yes, it's a prototype and things are not working the way they will in the final mold. But man, I was just expecting one of those legs to just come shearing right off. And yeah, a couple panels pop off here and there. It's a prototype, so I give them a lot of leeway when it comes to that kind of thing. But man, it is sturdy.
Yeah, like, I guess it's a good thing that the leg just doesn't pull off when he's doing that.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, it's impressive. Like, if you've got the 10 to 12 minutes or so, 14 minutes to watch it, it's impressive to watch. So there's a lot to be said about the fact, yeah, okay, the guy's probably one of the designers. He knows how to transform the thing inside and out. Okay, yes, I'll give you that. But if this is going to be your Unicron, you mess with it a few times and you'll get it down. Like, you know, this you'll learn the transformation. You know, it's one of those things that you'll be able to transform this thing within 15 minutes. And that's pretty good. I'm not sure what the full transformation, you know, cycle was on the HasLab Unicron, but 15 minutes for this thing is pretty darn good. I do like the way it looks in planet mode. Sure, I'd like some gimmicks like the opening and closing mouth and stuff like that, but you know, we still don't know a price, so but I could live with some of those gimmicks that are lost. The part that really kind of impressed me a lot, and I even tweeted about this when I finished watching the video, is the shoulders and the arms just kind of appear out of nowhere. Especially the shoulders, they just kind of get constructed out of panels from the planet surface. And that's just impressive. So if you can watch just one part, I would suggest doing that. He just kind of folds a few panels and voila, there's shoulders. And They're sturdy, you know. I'm really impressed with a few sections of this transformation. They seem really ingenious to kind of make a ball into a robot. I'm pretty impressed with that. Jeremy, did you go through any of the pictures or watch any of the video here?
Yeah, I saw a bunch of the pictures, and I'm going through the video now. It is impressive. I think for people that can't swing the HasLab, maybe this is something that they can look at, although, I mean, it's still going to be clearly expensive.
Yeah.
What were you thinking, like, maybe, like, in the 300 to 400 range?
I was ballparking it, yeah, between 300 and 350, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's, for the most part, I think it looks really good. I'm glad we got all these after kind of trying to CSI those kind of silhouette images last time.
Mm-hmm.
There is some images here from Ben's Collectibles that I also saw, and I'm linking here in the chat, where they were kind of showing off a scene of the, like a picture of the back, and then the scene from the movie trying to say, hey, you know, you're saying the back looks the same, but this is how it looked in the movie. I'm like, looking at these pictures, it does not look the same. The middle section, like the back and the front from, like, you know, waist to chest is identical on both sides. Just because, like we mentioned, they're taking the planet, and the planet is mirrored across the equator. And there's, like, some, you know, detail in the animation that is clearly not there. It's just, I mean, it's a minor thing. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But for a site to just say, you know, clearly it's the same, I'm like, look at the pictures you posted. It's not the same. But I'm looking forward to seeing this thing painted up, seeing like what shade of gold / orange / yellow that they're going to use, and compare that to what we're going to get from Hasbro.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a clear difference, I'm sure. But just like all these like little details that they are putting in, like you mentioned, they've put a lot of work into this. I'm really hoping it works out, because even little things like the stand, you know, coming from the unused mouthpiece, that's really cool.
you're not going to see a Unicron figure in the size scale that you're expecting for 150 or less, right? It's not. It's just not going to happen. I think I saw a tweet today or a post somewhere about saying that they are investigating looking into a redesign for the head to detach, because as it stands right now, it does not. But I don't mind it if it doesn't. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, this design must have been in the back pocket for some time.
Right. They were just waiting for the right time to pull it out.
They were. And they're like, do we release a figure of this size by itself, and will it sell? And, you know, is there enough interest for it? I think clearly there is. The one thing I think is very interesting of this is we use the site TFW 2005 quite substantially for grabbing our news topics for the show. And they have been, this site has been very hands off on the Zeta Toys Core Star. Generally, with third party stuff, they're very good about talking about it. And they'll, you know, show you all kinds of different cool things of what's coming out, who's this and what's that, and who's making it, and all this kind of stuff. But this is different. Core Star is relegated to the back, you know, of the the posts and the threads of the third party chat rooms and stuff. And I find that very interesting. This is a very popular figure right now. A lot of discussions happening with regards to it, and it does not make it to the front page. I find it interesting. Is somebody making a conscious decision to keep it away? I don't know. Do you want to hop into Conspiracy Corner with me, Jeremy? And
I mean, I love Conspiracy Corner. The coffee we have over there is great.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But so, yeah, I don't know. It's,
do you think that Hasbro would have sent an email to the site and said, hey, you know, we're trying to push this thing. Can you not mention, or at least not front page, this other Unicron figure?
I don't think that it came from Hasbro. I think maybe the site admins made that decision on their own.
Okay.
I mean, because, you know, as we've seen in the past, Hasbro doesn't really even comment about specific third-party figures.
Right.
You know, unless TFW was selling a figure, which they don't do, I don't think Hasbro would have approached them at all. But I think maybe the admins do want the HasLab Unicron to succeed, and they are not promoting alternatives like this, you know, just in, as an internal decision. That's my, you know, conspiracy theory.
Okay. Not as much of a conspiracy as mine is. I think mine's more conspiracy than yours.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I could see they also don't want to burn bridges with Hasbro, even though they do promote all these other third-party toys. Unicron is obviously a, you know, big deal.
And oh, yeah, it's a big deal.
I realize as saying this, I also don't want to burn bridges with Hasbro that we are just like now starting to form. You know,
that's true.
So
that's true.
But I mean, we're just talking about what's out there.
Oh, it's out there. All right. Well, let's leave Conspiracy Corner alone, and we'll move away from this Unicron for a bit. And I'm going to talk about one other thing real quick here, just because it started coming out. A lot of people started getting their MP44s this past week.
Talk about a spicy meatball cache.
Yeah, man. That's so a lot of people have been getting their not their Unicrons. A lot of people have been getting their Optimus Primes and messing around with it and noticing a couple things. So I know that at least Diecast over on RFC noticed that there was some paint rub when you move the arms up and down. There was something like that to worry about or to look at a little bit more closely. But one thing that seemed to be fairly universal when it came to the MP44 mold is that his knees seem to be having an issue. You may want to take a look and want to fix them. So there is a post, and we've linked it in the show notes, to fix your MP44 knee if you need to. If you if you have an MP44 and you are worried about the knees, I would take a look at this and work on maybe repairing it. It doesn't seem like it needs any new parts. It just seems like it needs to be like whittled a little bit, like a little bit of fixing here.
Just like a little bit of small things cut or something.
A little tender loving care, yeah. So
and some Gorilla Glue.
Right. So the one thing I want to ask you, Jeremy, this is a $400 figure. Should this kind of thing happen?
No. That's
all right then.
I mean, you want to go back to Conspiracy Corner. How does something like this happen? It's like it says, $400. It's a masterpiece level toy. Why are we constantly seeing all these QA issues?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even with the Titan class figures, like the Trypticon leg issue, why do these things keep happening?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, since this is a Takara figure, it's not like you can just call up Takara and, you know, easily get a replacement. Like, you know, you can call Hasbro customer support for a Hasbro figure, and a lot of times they will help you.
Mm-hmm.
And
they'll just send you a different figure altogether.
Right. So, I mean, if this was a Hasbro release, I have no doubts that Hasbro customer support would actually help you with this, give you a replacement or work out something. You wouldn't have to do this manual fix.
Yeah.
Being that Sakara, you know, I don't think you have the same option.
Mm-hmm.
But this should not be something that we should be expecting for $400 toys.
No. With regards to, like, Trypticon and stuff like that, those are still, I would consider, mainline toys, right?
They are.
So I can see stuff like that happening, even though it's a, you know, $100 to $150 Canadian toy. This is not mainline anymore. This is specialty. This is masterpiece.
Well, and this is also, being that it's Optimus Prime and it's the new version of their Optimus Prime, it is their premier masterpiece figure right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's embarrassing, right, that something like this happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate, but at least we get a look at the inside of his knee, and I'm impressed to see that they've got this little spring in there. That's cool. That's new.
Yeah, I mean, it is neat seeing that there is, like, spring-loaded, I guess, you know, something in the knee for, I don't know if it's for transformation or just to kind of help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, that's cool. So if you do have an MP44, take a second, read the article, look at the fix, and see if it's something that you need to do, because I would hate for you to go to transform this thing and snap the knee.
Is it a fix that can be done before it breaks, or does it have to be done after it breaks?
I believe it can be done before it breaks.
Okay.
So take a look. So there's two. There's two fixes. There's a pre-break, and there's a post-break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get back up and running regardless.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to.
Right.
That's the point. But that's what I brought to the show this week, Jeremy. What do you got for us?
All right, well, let's stick with Takara for a little bit. We saw the prototype at Takara, or at Wonder Festival, but Takara Tomy has actually put up a listing for their Big Convoy reissue Matrix Buster Edition. This is the Big Convoy toy, which is basically a woolly mammoth. It goes into the Optimus Prime kind of variant for Beast Wars Neo. And it also comes with a big-ass gun, which is the Matrix Buster, and a little drone, kind of small non-transforming figure that is, it's called Navi, and basically it's like a little computer that the characters interacted with in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say the paint job on this looks great. I'm not sure. I'm not very familiar with the original. I do have the Ultra Mammoth Transformers Collectors Club variant of this figure, but that's all blue, so completely different paint.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe he came with that Matrix Blaster gun. But
no.
This thing looks really good. As with most Takara things, the paint looks great. It's a big, big figure. And looks like it will be 9720 yen, or about, you know, $92 US. And it looks like it is a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive, but places like Big Bad Toy Store, TF Source, usually get those as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Is this a figure you'd be interested in?
Oh, I like this figure. It's a cool figure.
It is a shell former, but yeah.
Really?
a bit.
I like the way that it just kind of the horns over the top. It gives this like cowboy kind of feel. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know. I like the way he looks. He looks real badass. The BFG, as I like to call them, big fucking gun. I don't know whether I like that or not. The fact that it plugs into his body.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it just seems like disturbing.
Well, I guess because it uses the power of the Matrix
to light our darkest hour, man. I don't know. I don't like that. It just seems weird.
Don't use that part and just put it on Sideswipe.
Yeah.
Give Sideswipe all the guns.
Right. It's a cool figure. I could do without the gun. It's a neat add-on. I guess I could just leave the gun in the box. Mm-hmm. It's cool. I want to get this figure at some point. I don't know how. The little computer, the Navi, I'd take it or leave it.
Yeah. That's just a little bonus that's going to stay in the box.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. The next thing we have is we talked a while back about the Legacy TV Coon Transformers 35th Anniversary Commander Convoy Box crowdfunding project. This was basically a gold G1 Optimus Prime affixed to a trophy base. So while the figure could transform, it cannot be removed from the base. A STARS membership kit, a reprint from the 85 STARS kit, which includes a cardboard Transformers Command Center and a Transformers Super Complete Works art book. And unfortunately, this did not reach its goal of 2,000 backers. It only got to 49%. So it has been officially canceled. I really hope they get some other way to get that STARS kit out there, because I really want to get that. But, you know, it is kind of sad, but I'm not sure what the market is for a Optimus Prime that's affixed to a base.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems interesting. It's just like I have an Optimus Prime trophy, but I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't seem like there's much market for it.
I mean, if you're going to have an Optimus Prime on a pedestal as kind of a trophy, don't even bother making it transform. I mean, we know there's a market for statues.
Yeah.
You make it transform and you're going to want to be able to have this gold Optimus Prime truck on your desk or something.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing I'm going to do if I got that thing is get that damn toy off that statue.
Right.
Right. It's got to be screwed into the bottom. Or it's glued, right?
Oh,
either way,
it's
coming off that mount. Yeah. But one way or another, it's coming off that damn mount.
Yeah. So hopefully they do somehow get this stuff out again. Like I said, the STARS set, I think there is a huge market of fans that would love a reprint of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I will round up my stuff with yet another Optimus type figure. The Perfect Effect PE-DX-10G God Force Warrior, which is their version of God Genrai. We have color prototype images. As a, you know, Power Master Optimus Prime, you know, God Bomber, you know, I'm a fan of that figure. This looks really, really awesome. I mean, it looks like the trailer can break up into, they're making really good use of those pieces where if you just have the smaller Optimus Prime figure, you can put some of the trailer pieces together to make a jet and a little kind of drone looking thing with guns. The trailer does, I mean, because of all that, it does, you can't see a lot of panel lines in the trailer. You know, the cab itself looks good. The small Optimus Prime, I think, looks good. It kind of has some of the stylized look that we're getting with the Flame Toys things, with like the small waist and then goes out to like the bigger midsection.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it looks really good. And then the bigger robot is just, again, some of those same type of angles, but surprisingly thin legs. I mean, it looks like it's going to be really poseable. Although, you know, it looks like his lower legs really bulky, upper legs really tiny. That kind of looks odd. The weapons that it comes with look great. Daryl, what do you think of this guy?
It's a sexy bot. I do like the way that it kind of, the gun and the armor and like the little battle pod thing, mm-hmm. like that's all just his stuff. It's and then all of it just kind of deforms and forms into his armor, and that's just just cool.
They have another picture here where the trailer pieces can come together to form like a turret that Optimus is holding,
mm-hmm.
or he's manning.
Yeah, so that's just cool, man.
Really like, good use of a piece that might be just kind of sitting to the side when you just have the smaller robot.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it when they do this kind of crazy crap,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't mind the stylized thing, right? There's a market for it. Not everything has to look exactly the same. Like,
right.
Like, you know, there's one of my favorite pieces in my collection is the Optimus Prime from the Last Knight. The little cab over one.
Oh, the
evasion mode. Evasion Prime, mode. Right. But somebody did a add-on kit for it that turned it into a Gajinrai. It looks amazing, but it's really super stylized. It turns it into a really Japanese looking super robot, and I have no problem with it. I think it looks awesome. I mean, that's why I bought it, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, something like this, it looks way bigger, and it just something, if you're going to do, it's always been one of my problems with add-on kits, right? If you're going to take a figure and you're going to add on stuff to them to make them, you know, into a bigger robot, make the robot big.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I love a big, stupid robot. Like, make them huge. I've got one in my collection now that's, I think it's Armada Optimus Prime. He's got Jetfire as his legs, and then he's got Overload as his, like, cannon weapon
mm-hmm.
on his shoulders.
And that was official.
And that's official. He's huge. Right? He's absolutely massive. Like, I don't know how tall he is, but he's stupid big.
Right.
Like, he's one of the most largest figures I've got in my collection. And
I
love it. he's taller than the Armada Unicron.
Yeah.
Something like that. Just keep adding shit to it. Like, build more. But don't make it just look like, you know, crazy amounts of, you know, nonsense. Just... Mm-hmm. It kind of works the way it's just all insanity. And this just looks good. Make it big, but make it functional.
I am seeing, I missed this before. This is a retool of the Perfect Effect PEDX-10, which was the Optimus Prime with Jetfire, kind of the movie look Jetfire.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. I mean, this has that G1 look to it, but they aren't going overboard with the stylizing of it. Where mm-hmm. we see that a lot, where they just go completely overboard. And this is a good mix, I think, of it looks G1-ish, but it's not a carbon copy of everything we've got before.
Yeah.
So let's move on to talk about how to support our show. If you would like to support our show, we are grateful for all the support that we get from the numerous donatrons we have. But you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. You can help us on PayPal or Patreon. Patreon makes it easy for like connecting up with Discord and stuff like that. Or you can just share our show. That's a great way to support us. We got some great feedback on our interview from last week from Alt Mode with Tyler Blazinski. And just people sharing that's been a great way to help support us. Also, you can support us by buying merch, which I just did today to support our own show.
thank you.
Yeah, go to transmissionpodcast.com/shop, and that will go to our T Public store, and you can get some great shirts, hoodies, tons of stuff. If you want a cell phone cover with our you know, logo or the tape man design or whatever, you can get that from there.
Can I get one for a BlackBerry?
I'm not sure. They have a number. It's not just iPhones. They have a number of phone designs.
Mm. All right.
I can get you a sticker.
No, I want a cover.
But also we would like to say, if you want to support K-Girl, who has done lots of amazing art for us, she has a T-Public store as well, tpublic.com/user/superstarK. And I believe she's also going to be vending some of her wares at TFCon DC. So, you know, if you go to TFCon DC, be sure to look for her. And that is it for how to support us. So why don't we go to trips to the store and see what we got. And Trips to the Store is the segment where we show off all the awesome stuff we got this week. We do this as a video on YouTube and put the audio right here. So keep listening or hop over to YouTube and watch in high definition everything we got. So let's move on to Trips to the Store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
So I spent $1.09.
Oh.
And I got a Siege Deluxe, Terrell. Oh. A new in-box Siege Deluxe.
Right.
I picked up Hound.
How did you get that for $1.09?
We have a store in the United States called Walgreens. And they have a rewards program through, they call it Balance Rewards. So it's like through buying stuff, but also through, like, I have my Fitbit connected to the app and just make points. And I saw the other day I have a $10 credit and I'm like, okay, their prices are normally a little bit higher, but paying $8, $9 versus $18 and $19 for deluxe. Yeah, I could, that'd be fun. So I went and I was going through what they had. They had, like, you know, one of the reflector trio and some others. And I wasn't really interested in those, but I saw Hound and I've been eyeing Hound for a long time. So I got it. I went up to the front. And the points weren't coming up on my account for whatever reason. And line was piling up. And I'm just like, if the points don't come up, I'm not going to get the toy. I'm just, you know, don't worry about it. And she called a manager over. And the manager, I don't know exactly what she did, but the points came up. And then she also added another $10 worth of. So this thing rang up, you know, with tax and everything. It was like $21.09. I got $20 off. I got a Siege Hound.
Well done. So, I mean, this is at Walgreens, which is
a drugstore.
Can I ask that why you wouldn't have used your your money off on medicine instead of,
because
that you need medicine. I know that you guys in the States don't have free healthcare I do. But you may need to have, like, you know, aspirin or something, you know, that you could have bought aspirin or like even Advil.
Honestly, I never pay attention to the points. I just never paid attention. And then I was in the app to do something else. And I noticed they were like, you have points that are going to expire. And I'm like, you have $10 credit. What? So I'm going to pay more attention to it now because we do know they're getting exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't have to pay a retail price, that's good. And this is a great figure. I really like it. And actually, I mean, it's got the paint apps that we talk about that we don't like and stuff. But for a Jeep, I think it's not necessarily as bad. I mean, you know, we saw Jetfire or Prowl. One of the figures that's all white and it just looked it just looked really bad. But I mean, you know, a figure like this, and you would expect a Jeep to be kind of going in some of the, you know, mud or whatever. So it makes a little bit more sense, and I wish it wasn't silver, but, you know, it doesn't bug me as much on him. The transformation is okay. It was a little bit confusing at first with just how they're doing some of the folding up, but after I did it, it made sense, and they got his head right. I really like it.
Awesome.
So now he can play with his friend Ravage. So what do you got this week?
Well, I guess I'll start off with the comic that we're going to review, because I got that. This is Ghostbusters number 4. Ghostbusters Transformers number 4. Or Transformers Ghostbusters number 4. That, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's the comic we're going to review. Mm-hmm. And Charles may not be here, but he's here in spirit, because I pulled a Shelton.
Oh.
The Loose of Shelton. So cover A is the Dan Shooning cover, the continuation of the 4 or 5-parter. Cover B is the Alex Millen cover. And then cover C, or the RI cover, is the, it's the...
The blueprints.
The blueprint cover. Yeah, I don't know the artist's name. It's pretty awesome.
I can tell you that right now. It is Chris Panda.
Nice. So all three of those, got them all. Looks really awesome.
A blueprint one would make a nice poster print.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did, I guess since you mentioned a Siege figure, I'll mention one as well. I wasn't going to, but I tweeted it out. I was working on this. I've mentioned this before, but this is my Siege Ultra Magnus. And I went and I picked up some methyl hydrate from Home Depot. And I have proceeded to clean off a majority of the battle damage. So that is, if you're interested in doing something like that, you can. It's just stuff like Siege Ultra Magnus has this part on the back that's really detailed and hard to get to. So this part doesn't really respond well to that. I'm going to probably have to work on it a little bit more. But the detail parts are probably the hardest parts to get into. But with a methyl hydrate, it really does rub off very easily. It just evaporates super quick. So you got to keep your device wet. That was kind of interesting. Cool. But the new acquisition this week, this is something I didn't think I'd ever get because I didn't really like the design all that much, but it came across my desk and I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick it up. This is Armada Megatron.
Nice. Does the voice box work?
I didn't know it had one.
Pull the Minicon port on the top of the tank mode.
Pull the Minicon port.
Like if you have a Minicon in there, pull it down. Oh, wait, maybe. Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Sorry. I thought it had a voice box. I think I'm thinking of G2 Megatron.
Oh, okay.
They're both green tanks.
It may need batteries. There does appear to be a speaker in it, so okay. I may have to change the batteries. But other than that, it's a cool-looking figure. I have not transformed it yet into its tank mode. I think it probably will appeal to me a little bit more than that. Or appeals to me more in that mode than it does in this. I'm not really digging the whole
yeah
thing. It's
I think you can like make it go backwards. Like fold.
I'm gonna break my figure here.
Okay, Jeremy. Maybe not.
Snap. Yeah. Oh, Jeremy.
I will say what I like about the Armada figures is the molded faction symbols.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I really love the look of those.
They're cool. They're very cool. I find it interesting he's got a dagger molded into his hand that he just, you know, it's always there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's one of the Minicon gimmicks.
Right. But yeah, it's interesting. So I'll mess around with it a bit, take a look at the tank mode. It's got all the bits, so it is complete. It's even got the Minicon. It even came with a second Minicon. I don't know whether he was supposed to have another Minicon there.
No, which one did you have the other one?
I got that one, and then I got this guy.
Okay. I'm not sure which one was supposed to come with it.
Eh, well, I got two Minicons with them. Hopefully one of them's right. But yeah, that's what I picked up this week. It's fun. Hopefully I'll have some other cool stuff next week. But yeah, that's my week.
Awesome. So, with that said, that's the end of our trips to the store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
And we are back from the trips to the store. Let's move on to some convention news. And convention news this week, just one update for this show. TFCon DC has announced that Aaron Archer is going to be attending. He is a toy designer. He worked on the Transformers brand for Hasbro for many, many years, eventually being the head of the brand. He's worked on other brands like Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Batman, Jurassic Park. And he is going to be hosting a special ticketed workshop at TFCon DC. I took part in, I'm assuming this is going to be like the one that was a few years ago. I took a part in one of these workshops and it was well worth the money. I would definitely recommend checking it out if you can. The one I went to was, it was about creating a fictional world and like kind of getting your ideas, you know, past the idea stage and, you know, into something more substantial. And, you know, I took kind of inspiration from some of the things I picked up into the podcasting stuff. But, you know, if you are even into doing fan fiction or YouTube stuff or whatever, I'm sure there are going to be tidbits you can pick up from this thing. And like I said, I'm assuming that it's going to be a similar workshop, but he's got a lot of great knowledge. He shows off some images in there that like photographs were not allowed. So there was stuff in there that he doesn't show in like his regular panels he does. He will also have a general Q&A panel and be doing commissions. He is a good artist. So check him out. In addition to Aaron Archer, TFCon is also going to have Rick Alvarez. He is the former Transformers creative manager for Hasbro. He has also been working, or he has worked with Fun Publications as a writer and editor. And he's going to be speaking about his work on the Transformers brand in what this says is a unique panel. So I'm not sure if it's like the format of the panel is going to be unique or what, but he's a great speaker. We've met him a number of times. He's been a guest on our show. I'm pretty sure he's still a regular on the TFYLP podcast. They recently redid some stuff. So I'm not sure if he's still a member of their cast, but he's got a wealth of knowledge. You know, be sure to check him out. I'm not sure if he's going to be on the dealer floor as well. Great person to talk to if you get a chance to. So with that, we will wrap up our show. So thanks everyone for listening. Daryl, thank you for showing up.
No problem. I didn't have anything else to do tonight.
Yeah, this would be horrible if it was just me.
Yeah, it would. Can't imagine a podcast where you just talked.
Be afraid because one is probably coming back.
Oh, yay!
But if you would like to leave us feedback and let Charles and Yoshi know what a good job we did without them here, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback, and we would really appreciate hearing from you on, you know, any of the stuff we talked about. You know, what are your thoughts on the various Unicrons or any of the other things we talked about on this episode? And I guess we will leave it to Yoshi doing the outro for all the other information. So thanks again. Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Second.
Sound effects are good. If it's uploaded.
Yeah.
You know I never do any work, so.
Well, you're here, so you're doing more work than lots of people.
Ooh.